This is the Wikipedia page for Laplace's Demon. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW.
And I'm Victor Vernado, KSN, reminding you all to subscribe.
That's right. Subscribe, or else you'll get possessed by a demon.
Or perhaps your subscription was predetermined. Who knows?
Who knows? Laplace's Demon. This article is about the concept. For the game, see Laplace Noma. For the statistical software package, see Laplace's Demon. In the history of science, Laplace's Demon was a notable published articulation of causal determinism on a scientific basis by Pierre-Simon Laplace in 1814. According to determinism, someone, the demon, knows the precise location and momentum of every atom in the universe. Their past and future values for any given time are entailed. They can be calculated from the laws of classical mechanics.
Discoveries and theories in the decades following suggest that some elements of Laplace's original writing are wrong or incompatible with our universe. For example, irreversible processes in thermodynamics suggest that Laplace's demon could not reconstruct past positions and momenta from the current state.
English translation. We may regard the present state of the universe as the effect of its past and the cause of its future. An intellect, which at a certain moment would know all forces that set nature in motion, and all positions of all items of which nature is composed. If this intellect were also vast enough to submit these data to analysis, it would embrace in a single formula the movements of the greatest bodies of the universe and those of the tiniest atom. For such an intellect, nothing would be uncertain, and the future, just like the past, would be present before its eyes. Simon Laplace, A Philosophical Essay on Probabilities.
This intellect is often referred to as Laplace's demon, and sometimes Laplace's Superman, after Hans Reichenbach. Laplace himself did not use the word demon, which was a later embellishment. As translated into English above, he simply referred to une intelligence. Rien ne serait incertain pour elle, l'avenir comme le passé serait présent et ses yeux. I'm sure that was the right pronunciation.
You did your best.
The idea seems to have been widespread around the time that Laplace first expressed it in 1773, particularly in France. Variations can be found in Maupertuis, 1756, Nicolas de Condorcet, 1768, Baron de Halbach, 1770, and an undated fragment in the archives of Diderot. Recent scholarship suggests that the image of a super-powerful calculating intelligence was also proposed by Roger Joseph Boscovich in his 1758 Theoria Philosophiae Naturalis.
Arguments against Laplace's demon. Thermodynamic irreversibility. According to chemical engineer Robert Alanovics, in his 1986 book Growth and Development, Laplace's demon met its end with early 19th century developments of the concepts of irreversibility, entropy, and the second law of thermodynamics. In other words, Laplace's demon was based on the premise of reversibility and classical mechanics. However, Alanovics points out that many thermodynamic processes are irreversible, so that if thermodynamic quantities are taken to be purely physical, then no such demon is possible, as one could not reconstruct past positions and momenta from the current state.
Maximum entropy thermodynamics takes a very different view, considering thermodynamic variables to have a statistical basis, which is separate from the deterministic microscopic physics. However, this theory has met criticism regarding its ability to make predictions about physics. A number of physicists and mathematicians, including Jovan Velenik, of the Department of Mathematics for the University of Geneva, have pointed out that maximum entropy thermodynamics essentially describes our knowledge about a system, but does not describe the system itself.
Wiki listeners, you can help support us by listening to this message while you try to understand everything we just read.
Thank you for listening to that message, Wiki listeners. And now back into Laplace's demon, or physics, that is making Rachel's brain hurt.
Quantum mechanical irreversibility. Due to its canonical assumption of determinism, Laplace's demon is incompatible with the Copenhagen interpretation, which stipulates indeterminacy. The interpretation of quantum mechanics is still very much open for debate, and there are many who take opposing views, such as the many worlds interpretation and the de Broglie-Bohm interpretation.
Chaos theory. Chaos theory is sometimes pointed out as a contradiction to Laplace's demon. It describes how a deterministic system can nonetheless exhibit behavior that is impossible to predict, as in the butterfly effect. Minor variations between the starting conditions of two systems can result in major differences. While this explains unpredictability in practical cases, applying it to Laplace's case is questionable. Under the strict demon hypothesis, all details are known to infinite precision, and therefore variations in starting conditions are non-existent. Put another way, chaos theory is applicable when knowledge of the system is imperfect, whereas Laplace's demon assumes perfect knowledge of the system. Therefore, the variability leading to chaos in chaos theory and non-variability in the knowledge of the world Laplace's demon holds are non-comparable.
Is chaos theory like the chaos chow?
I don't know what the chaos chow is.
Chaos chows are from Sonic the Hedgehog. Chows are like these little cute things, and then you can evolve them differently. So you can make them like good or chaotic or evil or babies.
No. The answer to your first question is no.
Oh, okay. Cantor diagonalization. In 2008, David Wolpert used Cantor diagonalization to challenge the idea of Laplace's demon. He did this by assuming that the demon is a computational device and showed that no two such devices can completely predict each other. Wolpert's paper was cited in 2014 in a paper of Joseph Rukavico, where a significantly simpler argument is presented that disproves Laplace's demon using Turing machines under the assumption of free will.
Additional context. In full context, Laplace's demon, as conceived, is infinitely removed from the human mind and thus could never assist humanity's efforts at prediction. Quote, all these efforts in the search for truth tend to lead the human mind back continually to the vast intelligence which we have just mentioned, but from which it will always remain infinitely removed. Pierre-Simon Laplace, a philosophical essay on probabilities.
Despite this, the English physicist Stephen Hawking said in his book A Brief History of Time that Laplace suggested that there should be a set of scientific laws that would allow us to predict everything that would happen in the universe.
Similarly, in James Gleick's book, Chaos, the author appears to conflate Laplace's demon with a dream for human deterministic predictability. It even states that Laplace seems almost buffoon-like in his optimism, but much of modern science has pursued his dream. Page 14.
Recent views. There has recently been proposed a limit on the computational power of the universe, i.e. the ability of Laplace's demon to process an infinite amount of information. The limit is based on the maximum entropy of the universe, the speed of light, and the minimum amount of time taken to move information across the Planck length. The Planck length is a set of units of measurement defined exclusively in terms of four universal physical constants. Okay. And the figure was shown to be about 10 to the 120th power bits. Accordingly, anything that requires more than this amount of data cannot be computed in the amount of time that has elapsed so far in the universe. A simple logical proof of the impossibility of Laplace's idea was advanced in 2012 by Igor Reznikov, who posits that the demon cannot predict his own future memory.
I really enjoy sometimes the shade that is thrown in the world of physics and philosophy.
Yeah.
Like, they don't like each other. They call each other fools. And it's just a harsh world out there. It's like the rap game.
The what game?
Rap game.
What's the rap game?
Rap and hip hop. Hip hop rap. rap game.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's leave it at that.
All right. This has been the Wikipedia page for Laplace's Demon. Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen, except for Twitter, which is at wiki_listen. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts because it really helps us out. And don't forget to smash that subscribe button with your misunderstanding of this entire article.
If there's a particular Wikipedia page you'd like us to read, let us know. We'll read it. Now I'm going to go add the rap game to our episode list.